If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees recently, I will do a special video thanking them and explaining to my audience what happened to me. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Robert Francis Provost was elected Pope on Thursday, May 8, 2025, taking the name of Leo and becoming Leo XIV. Provost was born in the United States, but also has dual citizenship with Peru. He is the first United States American, as well as Peruvian, to be made Pope. Provost was made a cardinal and prefect of the Dicastery of Bishops by Pope Francis in 2023. Many conservatives, as well as traditional Catholics, are concerned that the newly elected Pope, Leo XIV, will be nothing more than Francis 2.0, that he will continue the Francis pontificate rather than reverse it. And since he is at the tender age of 69, conventional wisdom is that this will be a long pontificate, causing even more damage to the Catholic Church. And while a man made in the image of Francis becoming the Pope should surprise no one, since Francis packed the College of Cardinals, where Provost stands on this or that issue seems a little murky. Early information on his stances are that he is for the synodal way, but against ordaining women. But what is the future of the traditional movement and the Latin Mass under the new Pope is anyone's guess. But still, the name a Pope chooses usually says something about him. In other words, had he chosen the name of Francis and truly become Francis II, there would be no doubt about the direction he intends to take the Church. Likewise, had he taken the name of Pius, we could rest assured that he had more traditional leanings. But he chose Leo, presumably inspired by Leo XIII, whom all sides of the great Catholic divide consider to be a good pope. And while Leo XIII was not as strict as, say, Pius X or Pius IX, he could hardly be considered a modernist. After all, he was one of the popes to condemn Freemasonry and expose the Masonic plot against the Catholic Church. Leo XIII also condemned the errors of modernism, such as religious liberty, separation of church and state, freedoms of speech, expression, education, and the press, and proclaimed that the state has the duty to recognize the Catholic religion as the one true religion. And let us not forget that Leo XIII was the pope who had a vision of the coming crisis in the church, inspiring him to write the prayer to St. Michael. All things the new Pope Leo XIV is undoubtedly aware of, and while I'm under no illusion that this new Pope will walk in the footsteps of his namesake, taking the name Leo might at least signal that his pontificate will be more moderate than Francis. Of course, I could be wrong, and Provost could care less about the stances of other Pope Leos and chose the name simply because he likes the name Leo. Of course, the reverse could be true as well. The modernists could have elected what they think is a man after Francis's own heart, only for the man to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and reverse the direction of the church, bringing about the restoration. That's not likely, but things like that have happened before, we just don't know yet. But what about the prophecy of the popes? Wasn't Francis supposed to be the last pope according to the prophecy of Malachi? The prophecy of the popes by St. Malachi allegedly predicts every pope from the middle of the 12th century until the last pope, Peter the Roman. The prophecy is given in a series of cryptic phrases describing each pope. The traditional reading would have Pope Francis as Peter the Roman, the last pope, which is clearly not the case. And so there are two possibilities. One, the traditional reading is wrong because it includes men who were anti-popes during the Western Schism. Remove them since they weren't actually popes, and we actually have a few more popes left. The other possibility is the prophecy itself is a forgery and not from St. Malachi, but rather a false prophecy attributed to him. The prophecies begin in the 12th century, but the prophecies were not discovered until 1590. Now, I personally never have put a whole lot of stock in this prophecy. I've always felt it was a bit dubious, and it is the only Catholic prophecy that everyone knows about. We have all these astounding prophecies, particularly the prophecies of Our Lady of Good Success, that no one outside of Catholic circles and many inside Catholic circles have never heard of, despite the efforts of many, but this prophecy gets top billing. The fact that this is the only Catholic prophecy everyone knows about should tell you something. At any rate, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. Until my next video, God bless.